The Obion Creek flows under a Highway 307 bridge in Hickman County. Its murky waters rush underneath the pilings as quaintly named fish like the blunt-faced shiner, the lake chubsucker, and the chain pickerel swim through the khaki-colored stream. But for several decades, the Obion stood still, covering the creek's adjacent floodplain and killing surrounding hardwood trees. People had tinkered with the environment.
In the 1920s, they channelized the stream.
That's Arthur Parola.
Which means they came in with these large barges that they dug in somewhere maybe 20 miles away from here, and they started dredging a straight channel that maybe curved a little bit to follow the valley, and constructed a channel that was somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 feet wide and 10 feet deep.
Parola is a professor from U of L's Stream Institute. He stands on Obion's bank with his boots caked in mud. Working with state money outside the general fund, Parola oversees efforts to restore the Obion to its original condition. The channelization had backfired.
Once you straighten those channels, they start to erode. They took the wood out, they took any kind of structure that was there, mainly wood, out of those channels, and those channels downcut, and then started to widen and increase the sediment supply to this main Obion Creek by perhaps 100 to 1,000 fold.
Parola says the drainage district began the channelization in an honest effort to boost the local economy, but the banks and beds of the channelized stream eroded, making it wider and deeper. Because the bed had grown larger, the Obion could carry more logs and sediment until that debris hit obstacles and eventually created blockages. That's when the flooding started.
That's about the level that the water was at. That may just represent...
Parola and his lead engineer, Clayton Mastin, now tramp through fallen leaves alongside a newly restored section of the stream. Parola says the Stream Institute partnered with groups including local nonprofit, the Jackson Purchase Foundation, to begin the project. After years of studying the Obion area, they put a plan into motion in 2004 that would serve both the needs of the environment and the needs of farmers. He says in the past, environmentalists tried to keep human activity far from preserved areas, but humans can't stay away forever.
I think it's well recognized now that we have to do more than that. We have to restore areas that have been damaged and also provide for humans who work around the area that is being restored. So that's the big challenge, really, as to how do we continue to improve the economy and at the same time improve the ecology.
The Institute's solution included removing sediment from small side streams and digging new channels to connect them, fortifying the channels with wood. This mimics the original path of the Obion. Mastin and his team have already dug 10,000 feet of new channel and will have excavated more than 20,000 feet by the time they complete the project in the next few years. So far, they have only needed to remove 4 trees during construction. Mastin says they preserved those trees for replacement in the soil.
In terms of non-invasive construction techniques, this was really exciting because we didn't have to go in and clear a 50-foot wide swath all the way through this cypress forest, and we were able to leave the majority of the existing old-growth cypress.
The engineer says his team even found a way to work around a beaver dam, leaving the animals and their home at peace. But Obion Creek project manager Andy Mowry says it's not every day you can fix changes to nature, so people should be very careful.
Whenever you're going to change or alter the landscape, use good measures and be careful and kind of think ahead long term. I think most programs or people that do these kind of impacts don't think too far in the future. They think maybe 5 or 10 years and not 50 or 100, and I think that's where we get in trouble.
In areas that the Stream Institute has restored, knee-high undergrowth protrudes from the mud. It began to develop once the murky water drained back into the Obion. In a few weeks, leaves will sprout from the trees and the vegetation will thicken, making it more difficult for Arthur Parola and his team to trudge through the woods. But trudging through this forest with difficulty is better than sloshing through it. The Obion flows slowly now, and the creek is no longer in danger of losing its bends. The trees are no longer in danger of dying. Farmers no longer worry about lost cropland. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.